Welcome into the Locker Room Show. Steve Geller here. A 16-10 San Francisco 49ers victory over the New Orleans Saints. The black and gold are now 1-1 in preseason play, bringing in Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister as the guys now get ready for their trek back home, a much anticipated trip back to the Big Easy. And some things that, you know, to take away from this game, Deuce, there was at least that one big drive from the offense that ended up resulting in a touchdown with the first team that you can at least look on and build as something positive from this outcome.
No, I think there's a couple other things positive from the outcome. I mean, obviously you're disappointed with the loss, but there's some positive things that you can take from it. I mean, from the offensive standpoint, you have to be pleased that you were able to punch one in. But, I mean, I think at times that you had some pretty good rhythm defensively. You were able to hold them offensively when you had Brock Purdy in there, you know, pretty good. And, you know, you forced them. You didn't have the win the field position early in the game. You were down. You were able to get it out of the your own end zone a couple times. So there's some positive that you take from it. Even at the end, the guys didn't finish it off. I mean, but at the same time, you got to work on some situations that you had practiced on. Now it's can we get it corrected? And I think the other part of it is some guys helped themselves. You know, some guys helped themselves with their performances, and some guys probably didn't do so with their performances on some of the things that they can do a little bit better.
There wasn't a lot of complaining about a guy named Trevor Penning, who everybody's been so, you know, keeping an eye on, and for good reason. But overall, a pretty good outing for him overall. Obviously, got to look over some of the more of the game footage. Well, I know Dennis Allen will say that as well. But not hearing his name called so much is obviously a positive for this team, too.
I think the coaching staff knows that he's got to get better. I mean, it wasn't perfect for him. There were a couple rushes where, you know, probably got beat inside once or twice. I know he and the left tackle both did, and the quarterback had to get rid of the football probably quicker than he wanted to underneath. I know one I remember to Olave one time, and that was just because it was quick game. But if he can just can be more consistent and not get beat inside, and that's at the left tackle position as well. I know Fuaga wasn't in there, but Landon Young filled in, and both of those guys got beat on the inside move, and both of them played, you know, pretty much the first half. You're going to get better. I think the one positive for him was the run game. There were run lanes on his side. He did a good job. And when you talk about being able to get outside with those tackles or being able to run some of those lead plays, you don't want the tight end and or the tackle to force the running back to have to go somewhere. You want it to be his choice. And I don't think that you saw that too much without going back and just looking at that tape or that film.
You mentioned the run game, Deuce. I wanted to touch on that. Obviously, overall, only 3.8 per carry, but guys like Jamal Williams, James Robinson, you're seeing 6.4, 4 point yards a carry. Even Taysom Hill, we know he's always good for 4 or 5 yards a carry. He was doing his job there. That was a nice progression to see from game one.
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's just doing some different things, whether it's personnel, whether it's looks. And, you know, I think from the offensive line, you're starting to see that unit come together a little bit better. And there was one run on the right side that it was outstanding combo block, and I think it was Jamal Williams early in the game. Outstanding combo block by Cesar Ruiz as well as with McCoy. Cesar works up to the second level. Taysom Hill, he blocks up on the play side backer. I mean, and Jamal's up on the second level. We haven't seen that a ton from this team, not only this year, but last year as well. And so if they can do that, you know, and you saw probably, what, 8-9 toss sweeps from this team as well, and it's just a field deal, and that's where Alvin is so effective. But if they can run the football like that, now that play action, that movement of the pocket becomes even more effective. And, you know, you talk about those safeties having to work down into the box a little bit more, and the shot opportunities will be there for whether it's the tight end and or your receivers on the outside.
Obviously, this is a big job audition for a lot of guys. A name for you, a guy or two that really stood out and helped themselves in this preseason game number two.
Anthony Orji was a guy that was he kind of made a name for himself really with camp and showed up a little bit more with some of the plays that he was able to make. You know, I think Rico Payton has done a really nice job with the opportunities he's getting, probably a little bit more work just because you're starting two corners are out, and then, you know, you lost Kool-Aid McQuinstry as well. So losing him, you know, that means the numbers go up for another guy, young guy, as far as the reps that he's going to get. On the offensive side, you know, I think Kevin Austin has probably made it a little tougher for them to just dismiss him completely. He makes plays when he gets the opportunity. Now, can he do it against the ones and the twos? We'll see. But I mean, he's making plays when he gets the opportunities, and I think this upcoming week will be a big one for him because he probably should get the most reps when you talk about from a receiver standpoint. So those are a couple guys. I don't know if you found out anything from your kicking game, whether it's punting or field goals today. I don't know if anybody kind of solidified that completely from the return game. Probably the same. You know, Robinson looked a lot better. He broke some tackles. Cabote looked, pretty good with the opportunities. And Mims probably ran the hardest or the best that he has, when you talk about just overall game and not just being able to transfer from practice.
Great stuff, Deuce. Look forward to seeing you guys back in Louisiana soon and then out at the Tulane practice Tuesday night. Have a great trip and be talking to you soon, Deuce.
All right, thank you.
That was Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister's take on the game. It was a 16-10 San Francisco 49ers victory. The black and gold now 1-1 in preseason play, coming back home, and they'll take on the Tennessee Titans next Sunday. That will be a 1 o'clock kickoff right here on Saints Radio.